Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Oh, I got an invite. Did I tell you this?
To what?
Hang on. They sent it in yesterday. Right. See this? The Dublin Tattoo Convention. Hop in Dublin.
Well, there's plenty of your tattoo, so that makes sense.
Sorry, what?
I'm just saying...
There's plenty of real estate.
Guys.
I've lost five stone.
Guys.
I'm 13 stone. I was nearly 18.
Guys. I've landed a massive commission. This fella Foley's come in. I swear to God.
It's going
to keep me in business for a year.
We're going to be working on his back for the next 10 years.
Guys.
I'm gonna need more ink. Can we get on to Epsom? I'm
going
to be colouring this big boy in between now and 2035.
Guys, does anyone have a laser jet?
Put him in under the laser jet there. I'm not fat.
Do you know what? This isn't right.
I've lost five stone.
Yeah.
And it's not a fat name. It's in Foley is a normal name.
Yeah. I think we're both on record as saying this is inappropriate.
The Dublin Tattoo Convention is on in Hop in Dublin in the RDS between the 4th and the 6th of October 2024. DublinTattooConvention.com. I've been sent an invite to this Dublin. I've not had any. I've thought about it. I was very, very close to once getting a tattoo. Do you have any tattoos? 0874-100-102. Oh, that's a bit. Tattoos. Let's move on from the fat Foley thing and do tattoos you regret or mad tattoos you've seen. 0874-100-102. In real life, not made up stories. I want your voice notes or tattoos you've gotten or tattoos you've nearly gotten. I was in Thailand once and I was not in good shape. Myself and my wife, Kate Carolyn, brackets, Knee Foley. Is it Knee? No, it's not Knee. Is it Foley?
Knee, yeah.
That's the other way around, isn't it? She's Kate. She'd be Knee Carolyn when she's singing.
Continue with the story.
Yeah, we were in Thailand on holidays and we were out. And
the sunstroke had got you.
Yeah, and we were out late and there was a tattoo parlour in the pub next to the toilets, which is questionable hygiene. Next to the toilets. I come back from the toilet and I arrive back at the table and I'm like, hey, did you see the tattoo table? Our tattoo parlour next to the toilets. She's like, oh my God, we have to do it. I was like, yeah, we should totally do it. We'll have one more drink and then we'll go back to the toilets and get tattoos. In Thailand, next to the toilets. Mm. In Bangkok, like, on the Koh Phi
Phi?
Sorry, why do you need to go to the toilet? Mm. We're in the middle of a show. You at least wait till the ad break. So we say, oh, I have one more drink. One more. Oh, feck it, let's make it a double. And then we'll go back next to the tattoo parlour, next to the toilet at the back of the pub and get our tattoos done. We do that. Yeah, let's do it. We want to remember this forever. And we did, knocked it back. And by the time we got back there, the tattoo parlor had closed.
Bullet dodged.
Dodged that bullet. So your tattoos on WhatsApp, 0874-100-102. Your wild tattoos, your crazy tattoos, or tattoos you nearly got. 0874-100-102. I didn't finish my invite story.
How you going?
Look at this.
Oh, that's... What? He's just rolled up his sleeve. What have you done? What?
It's a tattoo. It's a love heart.
Yeah, I can see what it is.
What's in the love heart?
The name JP.
Just the letters JP in the tattoo. Do you like it?
I love it. Do I have to get one?
I love you, man.
I can see that.
Crazy. We're doing tattoos. I just got a glory. This is the Dublin Tattoo Convention on next weekend. Is it 4th to the 6th? What are those dates?
That would be the middle of next week, no?
I don't have a calendar.
Friday to the 6th of October, you're right. So Friday to the Sunday.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
Got an invite to it, to the Dublin Tattoo Convention. I don't know how they knew this, but I already have a secret tattoo of a love heart on my left arm, just next to my BCG.
Mm.
A love heart with an arrow through it, and it says has the letters J and P in the middle.
Kate feel about the fact that you've got a tattoo of my name on your arm and not hers?
She hasn't explored every inch of my body.
Okay.
There are certain inches of my body that she refuses to go near.
You have to wear a t-shirt in bed, do you?
They're not the inches I'm talking about. There's actually, there's several feet of my body. There's several square yards. Mm. Most of my body, really. My nose. She gave my nose a little bit odd boop. That's the extent of it.
Yeah.
Any physical contact at this stage of our relationship is a plus.
That's a sweet look, though.
You like it?
Really like it, yeah.
Your tattoos. Regretful tattoos? Tattoos you regret? Tattoos you nearly got? 0874-100-102. You're not tatted. You're not inked up, JP, are you?
No, I'm way too hairy. I mean, have you ever seen an Ewok with a tattoo? No, you haven't.
It's like when you take your dog to the vet and they need to get some surgery and they shave off a little patch. That's what they'd have to do for JP to get a tattoo.
It looks weird. Like, if you shaved off my body hair, I'd look like one of those cats. You know those cats that have no hair? They're kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's what I'd look like.
And then after the tattoo, they'd have to put the cone around his neck because he'd keep licking himself.
Chance would be a fine thing.
He'd be at this. He'd be licking the stitches. D says, hey Ray, I have a tattoo of an elephant on my chest. Do you regret it? Are you just showing off? Is it a nice elephant? Is it cute? Shane from Athlone says, growing up in Athlone, there's a guy I knew, he had a tattoo of the band named Status Quo. Status or status?
Status, I'd say.
Status Quo.
No, status.
Status Quo. Unfortunately, both words were incorrectly spelled. S-T-A-T-A-S-Q-O-U. Shane, that's not true. You're making that up. Alan says, hi Ray, I've 7 tattoos currently. 7 is a lot, isn't it? I suppose the thing is, once you start, you do get a notion then to get, like, I know people who have kept going. I know someone who said, I'll get one, but she said, I'd never get a sleeve or anything like that.
See, the thing is,
I got the whole sleeve.
I think the sleeve looks cool. I think, like, Harry Styles has a whole load of individual small tattoos peppered all across his body. I think I'd prefer a sleeve.
A sleeve?
Yeah.
But what's a sleeve look like on, like, an 85-year-old? Not that I'm going to live to 85, but even a 65-year-old.
We are going to have a whole load of grannies and granddads.
With sleeves, yeah.
40, 50 years.
No more than those Robbie Williams fans, or that era of early noughties, who got the barbed wire around their arm. I mean, we're all aging out now, lads. I suppose a lot of people get that. We've talked to a tattoo removal artist before, the laser removal. I have 7 tattoos. I started my 16th birthday. I aim to be covered. My only one regret is a barbed wire one on my upper arm. This is the Robbie Williams one. My upper arm, which my fiance constantly reminds me, looks like the one Pamela Anderson had in that movie, Barbed Wire. Well, no, she'd tell her and say, no, this is Robbie Williams when he was at his peak. When he was peak Robbie. This is Robbie Williams' Angels era, so shut up. Alan and Tip love the show. Hey, cheers, Al. And Sarah's over there as well. Sarah?
Hi, Ray and JP. Just listening to the show today.
This show? Jesus, Sarah, I'm awful sorry. I'm so sorry, girl.
Sometimes you hear these stories from listeners and they're really moving, aren't they?
There are some stories that really just hit you right here.
Yeah.
Just like that. And you don't... It's very easy for us to be sitting here in a little padded room up in Dublin with the music playing and whatnot and chatting to each other and looking at text messages. But it's only really when someone sends in a message like that, it just stops in your tracks, doesn't it?
It brings it home to you, doesn't it? Spare thought for Sarah.
There are so many people less fortunate than ourselves. Sorry, you were saying.
While working from home.
I say, listen to those birds chirping in the background. She's got an all right life, doesn't she? Working from home and that in the back. It's lovely, isn't it? Still though, she has to listen to this. Sorry, Sarah, go on, I digress.
Most of my tattoos are actually crap and I regret them. One I got at 8:30 in the morning after coming out of a Spanish nightclub with my best friend, Roseanne. Mm. She was clever enough to pick one out of the book. I said I'd draw my own.
At 8:00.
Bear in mind now, I hadn't done art past first year in school because I was not able to draw for So I have a blob on my hip with some stairs inside in it.
But you have a story at least.
My brother also went on holidays to Magaluf a couple of years ago and got up tip up across his bum cheek.
And he's not even from Tipperary. He's from Galway.
So we don't have a great history with tattoos in our house.
Oh, look who's arrived in. It's only the one, the only, the legendary, the queen. It's Mairead Ronan is here, everybody.
Hi.
Darling.
Fancy bumping into you in a restaurant right beside Today FM.
Mairead and I bumped into each other and I said, you should come in on the radio show. And she was like, no, you're fine. And I said, you're no, fine. Seriously, come in. And Mairead was going, no, I've just got to get my hair done.
The state of my hair. My hair needs to be done, Ray.
You should come in. You should totally come in. And then Mairead said no. And then she texted and said, I'll come in after all. We're in the middle of talking about tattoos at the moment.
Oh, I don't have any.
Do you not?
Nope.
It seems loads of people do. Peter says, I have the word phenomenal. Just the word phenomenal.
Phenomenal arched across the belly.
Across my belly. Mm. Too cool for school back in the day from Peter. You put phenomenal across your belly. Is your belly phenomenal then? Or is it reference to below the belly?
Or is it a reference to that song Phenomenon by LL Cool J?
Well, that's a different thing. That's phenomenon rather than phenomenal.
Get back to us there, Peter.
Have you ever been tempted, Mairead, to get a tattoo?
Never tempted.
Is that the pain of it, or why would you not do it?
No, I'm a big fan of art, but I like it on walls.
Right, not on yourself. Have you ever looked at someone else's tattoo and gone, oh, that's cool, that's class. I'm jealous of that.
No.
No.
No, I have looked at tattoos and gone, that's a really nice tattoo on that person, but I've never, ever wanted one. So you've none.
No, I'm tattoo free.
No.
I'm completely clean.
Wait, that's rare. Three of us.
Aim, we're very conservative. Aim, and I'm terrified of tattoos. I'm a fainter. Not tattoos, needles. I'm a fainter. Amy in Waterford says, the whale tattoo that Mark Owen had on his hip.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone got one at the time from Amy in Waterford. Amy, do you have a whale in your tattoo? Do you know
I do. I know the one. It wasn't a whale. It was a little dolphin, actually. Mark Owen's tattoo was a dolphin on his lower belly, and he rubs it in a lot of videos.
But he was stunning though back in the day. Still is stunning in many ways. And I got my best friend's nickname on my butt cheek and she put my nickname on hers. That's, you know you've got a solid relationship for life. When you're getting your tattoos.
I'm not reciprocating your tattoo. It's not happening.
JP's devastated that the fake tattoo that I've gotten with JP on my arm is not on my butt cheek. Just because he wants to look at it, at the tattoo. Talking tattoo. I've been invited to the Dublin Tattoo Convention and they sent me a fake tattoo with JP on it. Doesn't that look gorgeous? Mairead Ronan's here as well, by the way. Mairead.
Beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, you think you should go and get the real thing done now?
I'm seriously thinking about it.
Would you find a man hotter if with the addition of a tattoo?
No. Mairead, do you find me hotter now that you see this JP tattoo
on me?
It's
kind of his badass side. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe if it was on your chest, Ray. It's just the upper arm, you know. You wouldn't really see it.
Maybe that's it. It's too concealed.
It's too
concealed. You want me to take Ray? What about one of the jobs when it's going up my neck? JP, Love Hearts and JP and all.
The beard would hide it.
Yeah, I think I
think Kate might have a problem with it.
Yeah, let's just put it out to the radio rather than asking the one woman who needs to spend the rest of her life with me. That's a good point. Chilly Murphy's been on 0874 100102. Chilly Murphy.
Well, Ray.
Well, Chilly.
Three of us went out drinking in Waterford one time in our early 20s.
Okay.
Day drinking. Got late in the evening anyway, or past the tattoo shop. Got this great idea to go in and get tattoos on the inside of our arms.
Isn't that the thing is that you just take a notion at the worst times? That's what happened to me in Thailand that time. You're getting them on the inside of your arms. So where's that, like on your forearm there?
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
Or up under your bicep?
Not sure.
They call me Chilly, so... The boys got Chill I Am written on the inside of their arms. So the other two lads are called Peter and Shane.
Hang on, they got your name on their arms. Why wouldn't you get your name on your own arm?
So Peter has Chill I Am and Shane I Am. Shane has Pete I Am and Chill I Am. And so I have Shane I Am and Pete I Am on the inside of my arms.
I love that you have to explain. For anyone that sees it, it's like, oh, yeah, do you know what? It's a long story. It involves day drinking in Waterford.
33 now.
Right.
Don't regret it one bit.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.